afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press.
We are
coming to you. It has been, believe it or not, a whole week since we... Okay, what's going on? I heard the last... Okay, I guess everyone can hear me okay, because I kind of heard a lot of things in my headphones, like the last show that we had done. But I'm assuming that everything is okay, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, are you there?
I'm always here, even when I'm not here.
Very good, very good. I got a little confused. I heard the last show we did last week in my ears, and it's like, wow. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are again, another Saturday, another show. And, Mark, I think, you know, we can't really talk about much today except that intelligence report that came out last week, which says that Iran did not have a weapons program and that they had halted the weapons program or their nuclear ambitions back in 2003 when they stopped pursuing a weapons program. Now, a lot of people out there on the internet, and of course, you know, it is amazing how the mainstream media with news like this, and they did not even touch upon it. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. I normally don't listen to him, but I was driving, and Rush Limbaugh was talking about some Santa on Microsoft that they had to take down because it was a Santa that users can make him talk and say weird things. And he spent a long time talking about Santa saying all kind of stuff, and so Microsoft had to pull him down. And he was laughing. I mean, this man, and I'm thinking, isn't there something else in the world that is taking place for this man to be spending his time? And if they are correct that he has about 15, 16 million listeners every day, I thought he could give them an analysis of exactly what this intelligence report really means. But he did not, and everybody else did not, even though this is a huge, huge thing that had just taken place. And you know, Mark, I've heard a lot of commentators who are saying, oh, this is democracy in action, and you know, these rebellious, there is a rebellious in the intelligence community to bring about this estimate or this report saying that Iran did not have weapons or did not have program for weapons, nuclear weapons, which basically pulls the rug right from underneath Israel and the White House. But we are going to talk in details when we come back from the break. I don't want to get into the detailed stuff. We'll do that when we come back from the break. And there's the break right now, so we will be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
smoke, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. I have 259-4552 for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And also, let's not forget about the chat room. I think last week we had many people. All you have to do is go to the Republic Broadcasting Network website and click on the chat button. I think there were a lot of people in there last week chatting, and it was held at a civilized tone, I think, even though there were a couple of problems in there, but I think it's fun. And you will be listening and chatting at the same time. Mark. I forgot your name, man. Are you still there? Mark? Okay, it looks like we are not...
I'm here.
Oh, he's there. Okay. It took me, my ears a little longer to hear you. Mark, let's talk about this estimate, this intelligence estimate that everybody seems to be somehow missing the significance of really what happened, and a lot of people don't even know exactly what we are talking about. So just briefly, tell our listeners what is the National Intelligence Estimate is.
Well, it is probably the most important update that the president will receive. It used to be handed to him personally by the director of Central Intelligence. Now that job has been changed over to the Director of National Intelligence. But CIA is the primary organization that is responsible for putting it together. However, it is only one of 16 federal agencies that contributes to this. You have the Department of Justice, Treasury, you have National Security Agency, you have just about every branch of federal law enforcement has got some type of an intelligence compartment to it. And literally, they pull together thousands of pieces, if not millions of pieces of data, and they use this as a means of projecting not what happened in the past or what is happening in the present, but rather what is likely to happen in the future. And presidents will use this in order to gauge what kinds of policies they are going to embark upon. So, in short, this national intelligence estimate, and this should not be confused with the presidential daily briefing. Okay, every day the president is briefed on the day's events or what took place the night before.
Now, Mark, if we had one of those intelligence back then before we attacked Iraq, I don't think we would have had the ground that we had back then for the people in the United States to actually support the war on Iraq. If we had this sort of intelligence estimate or report come out before the war, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with you.
But the only thing is, it did not happen back then, which means that the intelligence service that basically works for the pleasure of the president, because he gets to basically appoint these people and move and shift whoever he wants to appoint to these positions. Now, a couple of days ago, now, of course, this report came out way back in August, and President Bush knew about it back in August, but it only came out to the public only a few days back. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is because our intelligence service or services or intelligence community basically doesn't want to be caught in the same position that they were in, which basically lying to the people of the United States. And so they issued this report to basically say where they stand and avert this war that was imminent against Iran. And the White House is very upset about this report. Now, that's the picture that people are seeing out there, that the intelligence services acted against the directions or against the, let's say, the desires of the White House and the neocons, and that the White House is very upset about it. This is the public picture that we are seeing. Do you agree with that public picture?
Slightly. I do think that the intelligence services were, let's face it, they have had to bear the brunt of what has taken place in the last 3 years. They've been blamed for it. And, you know, these guys are, for the most part, professionals. Imagine, you know, they have to deal with their families and their friends saying to them, how could you have gotten this so goofed up, blah, blah, blah. When they know, I mean, they were doing their jobs, but they had an administration that was saying, that was tossing out these pieces of information that did not conform to what the administration wanted. So I do say, to a certain extent, the intelligence services were looking out for their own best interests, but I would say that that does not play as big a part in all of this as some people would like to think.
But Mark, where were these professionals' families and conscience back when we killed a million people in Iraq and forced 4 million of those Iraqis to be refugees? We destroyed a whole country. Did they wake up overnight and figure that, oh, well, we do have a conscience here?
No, I don't think that it was necessarily a matter of conscience as much as it was, but I think that they are scared to death over what is going to take place in the event that the United States actually attacks Iran.
Okay, so you are bringing in a different factor here, which is what would happen if the United States actually attacked Iran. Now, let's put that for a second on the back burner and bring in why we were going to attack Iran. The fact that Iran was working on a supposedly weapons program, and if you hear Western media, you will hear them saying that this is a threat to global security. It's amazing. If Iran will get a bomb, one bomb in 2015, and it would be a threat to global security, what in the heck are the Western government and the Russians and the Chinese and the United States doing with these tens of thousands of nuclear weapons? Aren't these weapons actually a threat to world security? Of course it is. So Iran working on some type of a nuclear program is not the first country to work on such a program, and it will not be the last country to work on such program, and this world still here. So this BS about Iran being a threat to global security, which is the reason that everybody talks about, is definitely a bunch of BS. But the real reason is, which is the Israeli reason, because right now the Israelis are not too happy about this report. Can you take it from here and tell us what the Israelis' position on this report right now?
Yeah, well, if we're just to base it off on face value of what we are reading, they are doing the usual business of wailing and gnashing teeth because they didn't get to launch their precious little war that they have been dreaming about for quite some time. The foreign minister, Zippy Livni, she made a quick trip to Brussels to address NATO, and telling NATO that Iran is definitely working on a nuclear weapons program, that we shouldn't be fooled by this. We had Ehud Barak, who is the defense minister, saying the Americans don't know what they're talking about, and we have information that proves Iran is working on a nuclear weapons program. Chairman of the Joint Chief is headed, in fact, I think the entire Joint Chiefs are headed to Israel this coming week for a special meeting with their counterparts over there, where Israel is supposed to present them with this evidence. And so basically what is happening is that Israel is making sure that this balloon doesn't get deflated too quickly. She's trying to resuscitate this, what is by now a dead body. If we are to go off of just face value of what we see, she is in panic mode. There's no question about it.
But now that balloon actually is deflated, at least right here in the United States, because after this report from our intelligence community, who they are saying, we are sure beyond any reasonable doubt that Iran does not have a weapons program, which, by the way, it's completely the opposite of their estimates back in 2005 when they were issuing these estimates and saying that Iran does have a nuclear weapons program. But of course, at that time, that's what the administration needed and wanted to have those estimates and that type of information out there to keep this pressure on Iran. But then we had the Russians kind of got involved in this thing, and as a matter of fact, the Russian president was in Iran not long ago, and we will pick up this after we come back, and then we will wrap the whole thing together so everybody will understand what we are talking about. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. 5-3. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, and we are speaking about the National Intelligence Estimate that came out a few days ago. Mark, let's get back to what we're talking about here so we can get all these pieces or these pieces of the puzzle together so we can have a clear picture. With Russia, the president, the Russian president, he had a meeting in Iran, and he met with the supreme leader of Iran, which is not President Ahmadinejad, but Ali Khamenei, who is the spiritual supreme leader in Iran. He is the highest power in that country. As a matter of fact, Ahmadinejad is more of an executive director of the country, but the one who really controls everything is Ali Khamenei, who is the supreme leader. And reports came out that the Russian president told Ali Khamenei that an attack on Russia, on Iran, is an attack on Russia. This was back in September, and things had happened since then, which an attack on Iran will disrupt the vital, I would say, vital signs of the Russian economy and the Russian way of life. So the Russians were not going to stand by and let the United States and Israel attack Iran, not because they love Iran, but because an attack on Iran would be an attack on Russia. So with having all this, wouldn't you think that America backed down? And that's why this report came out, in a way to save face in front of the world, that the United States could not go on with this war on Iran. If it did, it would have been a disaster, a much bigger disaster than anticipated. And also, they did not anticipate that the Russians would be that serious to actually engage the United States in military confrontation. Wouldn't you think that, I mean, my own personal analysis of this, that this particular estimate was not really because we had a rebellion or rebellious in the intelligence community, but actually was the only way to pull the rug out of from underneath Israel to pressure the United States into going into this war, which includes military confrontation with Russia. And so we backed down. That's why this report. What do you think?
I agree with you. The only, if you want to call it a disagreement, that I would have is I am not convinced. See, implicit in what you're saying here is that Bush was involved in this saving face maneuver, and I'm not convinced of that. Right now, my gut tells me that Bush was going one way and the intelligence community was going another. I think that if Bush had his way, we would still be on track with this war. This man has exhibited time and time again for the last 4 years that he does not take into account what the end result of anything is going to be, even when people are telling him that it's going to end in disaster. So I do think that there was a rebellion of sorts that took place within the intelligence community.
Well, but you see, even if we go with your estimate that Bush did not know about this intelligence report coming out, even though he knew about it back in August, I really think this is the best thing that could ever happen to George Bush.
I agree.
Because, you know, I just have a hard time believing that George Bush would allow in this, you know, we don't have a democracy anymore. We have a fascist regime in the White House. And I'm just having a hard time believing that somebody in the intelligence community would be brave enough to put this report out, knowing that the president would be furious about it. I'm having a hard time believing that. I really believe, even if I want to go with your analysis that George Bush did not know that this report was going to come out, I think this is the best thing that happened to George Bush. It took the monkey off his back.
And well, I agree. Look, let's keep in mind here, we're dealing with a guy here who doesn't have all his marbles. And so, yes, you're right, Hashem. This is the best thing that ever happened to him. But he does not realize that. And we can ascertain this by looking at what he is doing now and what he is saying. He has basically said that the United States policy with regards to this has not changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it's not going to change overnight because it would be very obvious that the United States backed down. But if we blame it on democracy and we blame it on the intelligence services, then he's off the hook. We'll catch this when we come back from the break and we'll come to the phone calls. We're going to be going to the phones after we come back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Here in the music. Okay. All right. Well, let's welcome everyone in the room. We have 12 people in the room now. As a matter of fact, we have people listening from all over the world. I'm seeing people from Norway, from all over. Anyhow, Mark, I'm going to go to the phones and bring Jim in. He's been holding for a long time. Jim, go ahead. You're up.
Hello, Hashem and Mark.
Hey, Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I have to agree with Mark's position on this a little more than yours, Hashem, because these people are so close to getting everything they wanted. Like last week, for instance, I read on the Internet that they forced the United States to withdraw a resolution to the UN on the Palestinian problem, where it was supposed to be solved by the end of 2008, as guaranteed by, you know, out of Annapolis, as guaranteed by the supposed five powers that are negotiating it. And they forced them to withdraw it. And I, in my opinion, the reason they did this is because, according to their plans they had with Bush and the company before, this whole thing would be over before the end of 2008. They're going to take Iran out. And when Iran goes, there goes the major support for Hezbollah in Lebanon and anybody else that they perceive as their enemies, and therefore they've got it all. And I, in my opinion, I don't think they're going to back down this close to getting everything they want.
Well, you will only back down if you think whatever you're going to do is going to be a disastrous. Do you think the United States wants to have a military confrontation with Russia?
The United States doesn't, but Israel does. Hey,
because
they already
Israel
control Europe. This week they had Merkel of Germany and Sarkozy of France mouthing off about we must solve this Iranian problem. They can't be allowed to get a bomb. Okay? This is
after
this
came out. How many airplanes, how many fighters does Germany and France would want to send to hit Iran if we do go to hit Iran? Who's going to be fighting Iran? Is it going to be the French? Is it going to be the Germans? Or is it going to be our boys and girls?
If push comes to shove, NATO will get involved because they'll be getting their marching orders just like they did in Yugoslavia. They do what their Jewish masters tell them to do, and they can always come up with an excuse.
And you think Europe would want to have the United States as a leading force in this whole thing while they are just puppets?
They're all puppets. All of Europe, all of Western Europe is puppets. They have been since 1800.
So you think this report, which, you know, Mark thinks that this report came out because there are some good intelligence people in these intelligence services who decided that we want to put this thing out.
Right. They're covering their behinds, so to speak, because they know what happened last time. They weren't really involved last time. All the intelligence on the Iraq debacle came out of Cheney and Wolfowitz's and Wormser and all and Pearl and all those guys at Office of Special Plans or whatever it was,
run out of the vice president's office.
So you're saying
the intelligence services did not get involved last time?
They were involved, but they submitted their reports and they just merely tossed them aside and listened to what the boys out of Cheney's office told them.
Who was sitting behind Colin Powell at the UN when Colin Powell said, we are doing this because based on intelligence report, based on correct and verifiable intelligence that we have? Who was sitting behind him?
I don't remember for sure. It could have been Wolfowitz.
No, it was George Tenet.
Oh, well,
he was the director of intelligence at that time.
And of what ethnic persuasion is he?
Well, George Tenet was the director of the CIA.
What ethnicity is he?
George Tenet?
Yeah.
He's an American. He goes back to
his
ancestors are Greeks.
Jewish. The fellow is Jewish.
But I was answering your question. You said that the intelligence services did not get involved. On the contrary, yes, they did get involved, and they covered what George Bush was doing. Mark, you want to get in on this?
Yeah, first of all, don't misunderstand me in saying that the people in the intelligence service did this because they're good guys and because they're patriotic. I'm not saying that they are. I'm not saying that they are not. I'm saying that they did this because they recognize that the United States faces an existential threat, since that is the word of the century, an existential threat that would result from us attacking Iran. Has nothing to do with them being good guys or bad guys. They don't want to see their own towns literally going up in a mushroom cloud, and that is why they did this.
Exactly. But they did it collectively, and I don't believe that George Bush did not know about it, because George Bush knew about it back in August. Jim, I want to thank you for your call, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. You know, you just said something that is so important. They did it because our existence was at jeopardy if we continued with this, not because of the Iranian threat, but because of the Russian threat and because of the Chinese threat, because if we attacked Russia, I mean, if we attacked Iran, don't think that Russia and China will see their oil supplies dwindling and see the United States in control of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, and they would just sit there and do nothing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And not only that,
So we back down. So
yes,
the United States
backed down. Yes, but we have not yet backed down, Hisham. That is the point that I'm making. We still have a president who is intent upon following through with this thing, even if he doesn't have the cooperation of his intelligence services, and even if he doesn't have the cooperation of Central Command, who's sitting there in the Persian Gulf, meaning Admiral William Fallon, who has said that he will, that an attack on Iran will not happen
on his
watch.
Yes. So,
I understand
so there's
that.
No way the president can't go to war by himself.
That's exactly right, which is why my gut tells me that something is going to go boom somewhere in some American interest locale that is going to realign everything to where it was a week ago today.
So you're thinking that Israel might be involved in bringing the United States back on track? Because right now, I guarantee you, with the information that came out, the United States, no one in the United States would say yes to the president to go to war unless something catastrophic happens, either here or abroad.
Here or abroad. And my gut tells me that it is abroad, and it probably involves our Fifth Fleet sitting there in the Persian Gulf.
Okay. Tell you what, let's bring Steve up and see what Steve's got to say. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Hisham.
Hi.
Hi. Mark, how you doing?
How you doing, Steve? Good to hear from you again.
Okay. The thing you have to understand here, all of us has to understand, is that the Russians and the Iranians are allies. The Iranians have not done anything to provoke the attack that George Bush is trying to perpetrate upon them on the part of Israel. Leaving that aside for the moment, we have to understand the Russians have not trusted us for decades. The reasons are manifold and complex. But the point is this. They have built Yamantau Mountain complex. They have kept aside 10,000 nuclear arms, which include 150 megaton thermonuclear-tipped ICBMs. If this thing goes nuclear, which is where Bush is pushing it, he doesn't see any of this. He doesn't care. The man is really deft of all sense. If he goes there and pushes it hard enough, believe me, what the Russians will do is they will destroy this country rather than have Eurasia and their interests destroyed first.
Yes.
It's what they'll do.
So, Steve, yes. You are actually supporting my theory that the only reason this came out, so it will be a way out for us, either leave this plan of attacking Iran or have a confrontation with Russia. And this is what forced this intelligence estimate to come out.
I believe that is as viable as any other point of view concerning why it came out. There could be others playing games with it. It doesn't matter. The point that you take is correct. It shows us that if we don't back off of this insane plan, what we are entertaining is destruction of the world. I mean, 10,000 ICBM nuclear tipped, you know, we're talking destruction of the entire Earth. It's insane. We're down to about 2,000. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, launch 2,000 against 10,000, and then the Chinese launch what they have, and they have a lot. And then there's nuclear based space stations, and the U.S., Russia, Red China, and Israel. Why does Israel always have to get in on this? This is insane. all have these platforms, the whole thing goes totally into destruction. We are talking about destruction. George Bush needs to sit down and take, I don't know, a tranquilizer, or maybe his mother needs to talk to him or something. You know, he needs to back off and stop this. And everybody else needs to get in line with the idea that we do not want to destroy ourselves. You know what? I got to tell you, Putin, in all of this, as much as he is, in fact, a hardline communist, impresses me with his constraint so far. And I say this as a patriotic American. He impresses me with his constraint because he just has not taken the bait to go ahead and jump. Neither has Iran. The only people that are pushing us with complete insanity are Bush and his cabinet. And I pray God that they stop.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. You know, Steve brings up a lot of good points, Mark. And I really, there is something here that we just don't have our fingers on, which is the real reason why this report came out to defuse this situation. And well, because what happens now is Iran hailed throughout the world as a victorious. Ahmadinejad, in his speech to the Iranian TV, said that the United States lost. You see news from other parts of the world, you will see them talking about United States defeat and Iran winning this thing. So they already know that with this report, it set the stage for in the next days or weeks or months to actually see more and more dialogue with Iran, between Iran and the United States, more than we have seen in the past. And I guess only time will tell. But I really think there was something of as dangerous as what Steve was talking about to take place, actually, if we attacked Iran. And somebody said, okay, how can we get out of this? Like I said, it's the best thing that happened to George Bush, and I really believe that something was about to happen to with Russia. I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Byron up. Byron, you're up next. Byron?
And a comment, and then you can answer him. And I talked to Mark, I told Mark about this the other day on Alex Jones. He had Robert Baer. He was, I think, that FBI guy or CIA. He's the one that made the movie Syriana. And he said the Arabs are so scared of Iran that he said, Alex was saying, well, could there be a false flag operation? And he was trying to get him to say, well, Israel. And he said, now, Saudi Arabia probably would be the one that will do a false flag to get United States to go into Iran. Is that true? Are the Arabs that scared of Iran? The comment I'm going to make to you is, in there, you said that Russia would come to the support of Iran. Was back during the 73 war, wasn't the Russians back in Egypt? And when Egypt, pretty much in the first week or whatever, how long that war lasted, they had pretty much kicked the crap out of Israel. And they had to stop basically because Russia quit supplying them with weapons. Is that true? And if it's not, then you could. I'll get off and I'll listen to you guys anyway. Thanks.
Okay. Very good. Actually, to the first question, well, let's take the second question because it's very simple and fast. The United States, when Egypt was winning the war in 1973, the United States sent in the 6th Fleet over there, and that's why the Egyptians backed off a little bit. Now, the Russians were not about to have a military confrontation with the United States back in 1973, and that was the main major reason why Sadat, right after the war, he turned to the United States, because Egypt was a Russian or a Soviet, I don't want to say puppet, but let's say a Soviet supported at that time with arms and technical assistance, et cetera, et cetera. And because of what they have done in 1973, not supporting the Egyptians 100% as the Americans were willing to support the Israelis. We've very much seen Egypt go pro-United States than staying with Russia. They had kicked out all the Russian experts, so-called experts, from Egypt, and they turned Western. Now, the first question, which is extremely important, and it would bring us to the point that we need to bring in here, which is an excellent timing of the Arabs and their fear of Iran. Iran has been there for hundreds of years, and the Arabs have been there for hundreds of years or thousands of years, and never, ever an Iran-Arab war took place except the time when Iraq attacked Iran for the United States after the Khomeini regime took over from the Shah. That's when we saw an Iran and an Arab country having a war. We'll catch this after we come back, and don't forget, we have another hour. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before we go, and we will answer the first question raised by Byron, because it will take a long time, and we had planned on bringing this particular area in, which is the Arabs and the Iranians, and what really took place. But before we do anything, I'd like to say hello to everyone in the chat room and ask everybody else who is listening to us on the Internet to please go to the republicbroadcasting.org, which you probably already on there if you are listening to us on the Internet. If not, just go on the Internet to republicbroadcasting.org and click on chat and join in this beautiful room with very nice people in there talking about all kind of different subjects. And also, let me just mention a couple of things about one of the sponsors of RBN. As you know, RBN has very few sponsors because they don't want too many strings attached to a lot of people. And as always, we say that the only strings attached is to you, the listener. But on my segment here, I'd like to mention something about one of the sponsors, which is the Bible Says. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request a packet F or packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much, much more. That number again is 888-211-1715. And Mark, the second question, or actually the first question that Byron raised, we have a few minutes, we can talk about that. Iran was never an enemy of the Arabs, and there was no animosities between Sunnis and Shiites in the Arab world, because Iran is not an Arab country, but it's a Muslim country. And most countries in the Arab world are Muslim countries, but they are mainly of the Sunnis sect, which is the majority of Muslims. About 90% of Muslims throughout the world are Sunnis, and 10% are Shiites, which most of the Shiites happen to be in Iran. But this thing of Sunni and Shiite never, ever was a problem in the Arab world, the Middle East, or in any other Muslim country. Of course, there might have been some differences, but it's not to the point where people would hate each other for it. If we take Iraq as a as an example, the Iraqis, which were a lot of them were Shiites, some of them were Sunnis, others were Kurds, which is basically it's a different ethnicity. But the Shiites and the Sunnis have lived together for 1,400 years. There are a lot of families in Iraq and in other areas in the world where Sunnis and Shiites live, where Sunnis and Shiites are together. Well, I see the music, so which means we are out for this hour, and we will catch this one in the second hour. We will be right back